In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
And welcome to Share-a-thon. This is Jenna Ellis in the morning. I'm Jenna Ellis here with Tim Wildman for the next couple of days. And good morning, Tim.
Jenna, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm here from Florida. Normally, I'm there in studio with you guys, so I'm really missing out being in Tupelo for this Share-a-thon, but glad through the magic of technology that I still get to join you on this very rainy day in Florida. How is it in Tupelo?
It's beautiful. Beautiful day here. The bad weather was this weekend for most of the southeast, at least. And yeah, we're doing great. It's a nice spring day, probably 62, 63 today.
Amazing. See, this is why I should be there, but
it'll rain here too. Don't worry about it. But Florida's called the Sunshine State, so the rain will pass.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, we are here for Spring Share-a-thon, and for regular listeners, they know exactly what that means, and this is a really fun and exciting time. And if you want to call in with a pledge, that number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. And Tim, maybe explain a little bit about what exactly we're doing here for those who may be tuning in for the very first time.
Absolutely, Jenna. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Share-a-thon, the first day of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. If you're new, or maybe you're a veteran listener, let me just explain for the new folks in particular what's going on here. We are a radio network, American Family Radio. We have about somewhere around 165, 170 radio stations. I've got to count them up again. And all across America, we were started in 1991 by my dad, Don Wildman. This is a Christian radio network, one of the largest in the country. And we provide news and information and Bible teaching and inspirational programs to encourage you in your walk with Christ and also to let you know what's going on in our country and in our world so that we can make a difference. So that's kind of the essence of why we're here. And for this particular day and tomorrow and Thursday, we're raising funds. That's what we're doing. We have to have money. We are listener-supported Christian radio. So if listeners don't write checks, don't make donations, there is no American Family Radio. So that's why we have to pause 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall. I call it passing the virtual offering plate, Jenna, because – We got to bring it to the. Sometimes you got to stop and say, "Okay, it's time to make a gift now to help us out," and that's what we're asking folks to do. And over all these years, people always have responded generously. Our listeners are wonderful, generous people, and no doubt they'll be this way. This particular Share-a-thon. Now, this Share-a-thon is called "Pour Your Spirit Out," and let me give the phone number in case you want to call in a pledge, a gift, and be as generous as you can. By the way, we do accept, like, if you want to do a bank draft, credit card, anything like that, we're set up to do that. A lot of people do that, and it helps us budget, quite frankly, to know we can count on a certain amount of money each month to come in so we can budget, just like you do in your home or your church or anywhere, a business or anywhere else. So I'm going to give you the phone number, and if you will help us here at American Family Radio, we will be very grateful for your generosity. And we are a nonprofit, so any gifts to American Family Radio are tax deductible. Here's the number, 877-616-2396. When you call that number, you're calling right here to our home studios in Tupelo, Mississippi, where our national headquarters are located. We're a national broadcasting ministry, but our home offices and our studios are here. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Again, and when you call that number, you'll call in. We have some folks volunteering here. Many of the folks in the room helping to answer the phone calls are listeners just like you who've I met some folks yesterday who drove in from South Carolina to help us answer the phone. That's a 10-hour drive or so. They're here to help answer the phone. So we don't, you know, we want to make them come over here. They've come over here to answer the phones. We need to give them calls so they can answer the phones. 877-616-2396. Pour your spirit out. Share-a-thon Spring 2025. Jenna, I will turn around and ask you a question. When we say pour your spirit out, and we played that song there that's our theme song, what do we mean by that?
Yeah, well, our verse for Spring Share-a-thon is from Isaiah 44:3. It says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." And Isaiah 44 in context is part of the second part of Isaiah, which was likely written during the Babylonian exile. And so this section of Isaiah shifts from earlier messages of judgment to one of comfort and hope, anticipating Israel's restoration and return to their homeland. And so this was likely during the rise of Cyrus the Great, or Cyrus of Persia, and his policies were much more tolerant of conquered peoples and their religions. So even though in exile, Israel was surrounded by Babylonian religious practices, a culture that maybe wasn't following the biblical worldview, Isaiah 44 addresses the folly of idol worship and contrasts it with the sovereignty and uniqueness of our one true God. And so this is a reminder, I think, Tim, that when we, even in the midst of a dark culture, are following the Lord and following his word, then he has promised that he will revive us again and pours out his spirit upon us.
Wait, that is a very thorough answer. Right there. Now that was good. You didn't have that scripted, right?
I might have prepped this because this is my third share-a-thon, Tim. Yeah. So I have anticipated these questions from you now.
Good. Pour out your spirit, and we know God says in His Word that He is Spirit. God and His Holy Spirit. He talks about that many times in the Bible. God pours out His Holy Spirit upon His people. Let's hear from one of our listeners, and then we'll come back here in just a minute.
Listening to AFA has been the joy of my life. It just, I keep it on, I keep it turned up. I go from room to room doing my chores and get a blessing out of every word that comes out of everybody's mouth. We need more people like you, and I'm just so thankful that I have your radio station to get me through the day.
Amen. Well, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, day one, hour two of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jenna Ellis. And Jenna, I know you hear from a lot of listeners to your show, Jenna Ellis in the Morning, right?
Yes, I do. And it's really amazing, actually, to have an opportunity to hear from people all across the country about their concerns, their questions, their comments, all of these things. And you know, this is, like I said, my third year already with the morning show. And it's been such a blessing, as you mentioned, Tim, for the purpose of the American Family Radio Network and AFA as a whole, to be able to comment and teach and really do exactly what our U.S. Constitution protects, which is talk together about God and truth. And so that's exercising our first freedoms as the First Amendment protects. And that's one of the greatest things that I love hearing from listeners every day, saying, you know, I've been thinking about this topic in the news, or I've been wondering, you know, this question, and to have a response from a biblical worldview perspective or a policy perspective that's grounded in truth is just so helpful in thinking through these issues. And so I love that. And your donation and your generous gifts allows us to be part of this ministry ministry. It allows me to be part of this ministry and really, I hope, help people think through these issues from a biblical worldview perspective. So if you want to be part of this ministry, not just as a listener, but also as a participant, you can partner with us at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or if you don't want to talk to one of our great people from South Carolina or Tupelo or wherever they are coming from, you can also go online to afr.net and you can click on that donate button and you can give there very quickly and easily if you are like me and you tend to go and, you know, order a lot of things online. So,
well, but the folks here who are answering the phone are very nice people.
They are.
And they are friendly, and they want to help you as you make a gift and a donation to American Family Radio. And please be as generous as you can. But we need your help, folks. We really need your help. It's very expensive to operate a Christian radio network such as this. We have to have engineers who travel, keep our stations on the air. We have to buy towers. We have to pay for electricity. We have to pay for satellite time because our stations while we originate our signal here in Tupelo, it beams out all across. It goes up to the I'm about to get into some description here that's going to really sound redneck engineering, but I'm just going to go for it here. We beam our signal up to the sky, and it hits a satellite, and it ricochets off.
Very technical terms.
Don't you think ricochet, they use that in NASA, don't they? I'm sure they do.
Yeah. We should ask my dad. You know, he's actually a rocket scientist, so I can send him this later and get.
That's funny because when you went to school, Jenna, you would say, "My dad really no, he really is a rocket scientist."
Oh, he has the T-shirt and it says, "Actually, I am a rocket scientist," and it's hilarious.
That's
yes.
funny. That's
but
funny.
I'm sure that is a very technical NASA yes. term.
So back to ricocheting. It ricochets off the satellite and back to Earth and onto our towers and then. It goes out across the country. Of course, many of you listen on our AFR app, which is delivered to your cell phone or to your iPad or whatever the case may be. Many of you are taking advantage of listening to our app so that you can listen to American Family Radio anywhere you go 24/7 as long as you have a good, you know, signal. So take advantage of that. So another thing I wanted to ask you, Jenna, is you mentioned the biblical worldview, is that what we try to do here at American Family Radio is also offer some perspective because there's biblical worldview. There's also a biblical perspective on life. And what I mean by that is just because there's turmoil happening in the world or turmoil happening in our own personal lives, we have to keep our eyes fixed on God because this is not all there is. This world and this life and this day and this stock market and all the crazy things that happen and good things that happen, but we have to keep our perspective, don't we?
We absolutely do. And in fact, we are admonished in scripture and called as Christ followers. That's what it means to be a Christian, that our worldview and our perspective needs to be aligned to the mind of God. And so there is a truthful view of the world or there is a false one. And anything that is not aligned with scriptural truth and coming from the mind of God is necessarily by definition false. And so even when we're looking at all of these issues like tariffs going on or, you know, what should we think about economic policy? I was just talking yesterday to an economist on this whole issue and asked, you know, how should Christians think through this? How should we pray for our nation? What is the biblical worldview of economic policy, of taxation, of all of these things? And the Bible has principles for all of these things, has a view of the legitimacy of government and protecting our rights that come from God, our creator. So all of these things aren't just, well, there's the Christian view in the church, but then everything we do in the civil government, in the public square, and in our lives, well, we can just decide however we think on that. No, we need to have the perspective of Christ. And that's why here at AFR, we talk about these things every day from a biblical worldview perspective. So we would love to have your partnership and support. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And Tim, I think we're headed into break here. So you can wrap us up for this.
Yes, the Pour Your Spirit Out Share-a-thon, day one. continues. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Tim Wildman with Jenna Ellis, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll roll on here.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hi, my name is Peggy, and I live in Central Arkansas. I look forward to hearing Hope for the Caregiver on the weekends. So very encouraging, uplifting, and I greatly appreciate American Family Radio and Jan Markell. I cannot leave her out. Thank you so much, American Family Radio, for continuing to put forth the truth.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can.
Welcome back to day one of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio Network. This is our spring Share-a-thon. We also have one in the fall. I'm Jenna Ellis, joined by Tim Wildman this morning for what is always a wonderful week. I'm always so encouraged, Tim, by the listener testimonies, their partnership and engagement, and also just having you on the air with me for 3 days. It's a lot of fun. So if you are excited to partner with us and support the ministry that the American Family Association and American Family Radio Network get to provide, please give us a call and talk to one of our amazing volunteers at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net.
You know, since last Share-a-thon, Jenna, we added two new stations. We added Birmingham, Alabama, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to Amazing. Our network, and we're very pleased about that. We have a large listening audience in Alabama already because we have several stations, but we added those two stations to cover central Alabama, so we're very excited about that. We're hearing from listeners in those communities, those areas. We're very happy about that, be able to provide American Family Radio to central Alabama. You're listening to Share-a-thon on AFR. Pour Your Spirit Out is our theme. Pour Your Spirit Out, Share-a-thon Spring 2025. This is, we are a listener-supported Christian radio network. So just like your church, we have to pass the offering plate, and that's what we're doing twice a year. So, I just don't see how we can ever be accused of begging for money. Because it's like 6 days out of 365 that we actually stop our programming and say, folks, we need you to help us out here so we can, pay for everything. So here's the phone number to make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can to American Family Radio. And the phone number is 877-616-2396. I'll give that again. And remember, when you call that number, you're calling right here to our home studios in Tupelo, Mississippi, and folks here from around the country are helping us answer the phone, and they're listeners just like you. They've driven here, and given of their time voluntarily to be here and to help us answer the phones during our Share-a-thon, and they're doing so. And so give them a ring and say hello. They're very friendly, nice people, and be glad to help you and take your donation. They're even friendlier when you make a donation. They really are. That excites them and excites us here. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, as Jenna mentioned earlier, if you're a antisocial person and you just want to go on the internet and make a gift, the website is afr.net, afr.net, afr.net. It's very easy to do that way. And,
or maybe you're just a millennial and Gen Zer. I mean, we just are so connected to our phones that that's an easier way. And speaking of that as well, Tim, you mentioned the two new stations, and we also have a great app and streaming service.
Yes.
And so for those of you like me that love to listen to programs on demand, which, by the way, is the name of my podcast, and we titled it that because that's basically my generation and younger, is
right,
that we want everything on demand.
Yes.
But you can always go to our free app, the AFR app, and you can get all of the episodes and content, even from past weeks, past months of every show at afr.net. And you can either stream there or the free app. And I know that's the way that my parents often listen to my show, because they're out, you know, in mountain time.
Right.
And so they'll listen to that later. But your support also keeps us streaming, keeps us with the latest waves of technology and, you know, ricocheting here and there, as we talked about in the last segment.
Yeah.
So all of this takes a lot of money, and it takes a lot of ministry to do what we're doing. So that phone number again is 877-616-2396, and we so appreciate everyone who is taking their time this morning to help keep this ministry running.
Hey, Jenna, I just mentioned a few folks who called in the last few minutes and made a gift. We got a call from Thomas in Atlantic Beach, Florida. I think that's over there by Jacksonville area, I think. Thomas in Atlantic Beach, Florida. James in Nevada, Ohio, Dale in Worcester, Ohio, and Stephen in Ohio morning here, which we're thankful. Stephen in, it's Chillcothe, Chillcothe, I think, Ohio, and then Phyllis called in from Fairhope, Alabama. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, Spring Share-a-thon. Let's hear from one of our wonderful listeners out there.
My name is Joyce Anderson. I am calling from Moundsville, West Virginia, to encourage others to support American Family Radio. I'm nearly 80 years old now. It has been a wonderful blessing each day to me. It's my one place to go for truth. I love you all with the love of the Lord. I'm so grateful that you are teaching a biblical worldview. I look forward to every day. God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you. That was a very, very encouraging message. Did she say West Virginia? I thought she said, is that what she said, Jenna? Do you remember?
Sounded like it,
I think so. I think she said West Virginia. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. So far, this morning we've had 516 pledges.
Amazing.
And gone over $100,000. So we're off to a rip-roaring start here on our Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Jenna, every day you bring the news and current events, and you talk about what's going on in our country and in our world, and as you always do, and the reason our perspective is separated from just the general news out there, we try to offer some biblical perspective on what's going on, and that includes telling people the truth. There are so many news agencies that have an agenda that's worldly or secular or anti-God oftentimes, and we try to offer a perspective that is, as you say, you often say, we try to give folks the truth about what's happening, right?
Absolutely. And we have to give people the truth and speak the truth, because we're commanded as Christians to speak the truth in love. But the truth is not always what people want to hear, whether it's in the context of their personal lives in the church or even civil government. But the truth is important because ultimately, if we want to have a closer relationship with the Lord, if we want to set down principles for our families, for our membership in our churches, and also for the policies in our civil government, then we have to align with truth, and we have to understand that God actually is giving us all of these principles and commands for our way of life, for our good and for our interests, and it's the design for human flourishing. And so in the midst, Tim, as we were talking about earlier, of a dark culture, we have to be the standard bearers, and we have to bring the light of truth to the world. And that means that, as scripture also says, we have to always be prepared to give an answer for the hope and the truth that lies within us. And so we have to stand up boldly, courageously, speak the truth, but also know the truth first so that we can speak it. So often what I do every day, and what I my purpose for my show in the morning, is to help people understand how to think through these issues. So when they're in conversations with friends or family, or considering how they vote on different propositions or how they view the world, they're coming already from a place of truth and understanding how to think about things, so they can engage the conversation and engage their daily lives with a foundation on the biblical worldview.
Jenna, I wanted to ask you about something in the news. It was a big story that broke yesterday afternoon or yesterday evening. I'm not sure. I saw it last night. President Trump, one of the main things that he ran on was securing our border, stopping illegal immigration that happened by the millions of people under the Biden administration. And so one of the things that his team, Homan, that's Homeland Security guy, right? What's his title?
Tom Homan. Yeah, he's the border czar.
Border czar, okay. He's not officially Homeland Security. That's
Christy Noem.
Christy Noem.
She's
yes.
Deputy.
Okay, so
yes.
I'll get my names right here in a minute. But the question was, because he was challenged in court by President Trump, his administration, on whether he has the authority or not as chief executive officer, as the president, to deport people, especially these gang members that he's dealing with and arresting, and he won at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the president. You want to explain what that means, how that happened?
Yeah, so Trump was trying to use the Foreign Enemies Act, which is an older law, but still a valid law on the books, to deport people who came to this country illegally, and especially those who have committed violent criminal acts after they got here. And so there was this D.C. District Court judge that somehow it said that this judge's policy perspective overrode the executive branch and the president in executing the policy, which is what we the people voted for. The nation voted in Trump according to our U.S. Constitution, and so we literally voted for this. And so the Supreme Court, thankfully, yesterday under Chief Justice John Roberts, said no. Trump can use, at least for now. It was on appeal. It'll still go all the way through the process, but he can use that law in order to execute those deportations. The only thing I personally don't like about the ruling is that it still provided that the Trump administration would have to give notice to these people to allow them to submit challenges through their lawyers, if possible, which in my view, if you're here illegally, then you don't have due process in the same way that's guaranteed to an American citizen. Our laws are for our benefit as U.S. citizens, and understanding sovereign nations and securing our border. If you come across the border illegally, that's a criminal act sufficient that you're subject to deportation. No questions asked. So this is all, though, Tim, part and parcel of this worldview of what does God say in the Bible about nations, about protecting our borders, about the legitimacy of government. I mean, all of these things are very biblical worldview-oriented topics. And our good friend Abraham Hamilton III, who host, the Hamilton Corner, had a really brilliant biblical worldview explanation on his show a couple weeks ago. I was listening to on demand, by the way. I was streaming it after the fact. And he was talking about Acts 17 and how that says that, and it's verse 26, it says, from one man he made all the nations, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their land. And talked about that in context of saying God himself is the one who established nations, and our governments, whether it's the United States or any other government, they are bound to follow the biblical worldview and protect their own citizens of sovereign nations. So it is a very important question.
Amen. Well, and that was good news for at least temporarily for the administration.
Yes.
And for those who voted for law and order and to control our borders and stop illegal immigration into America and get rid of these violent gangs across the country. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Share-a-thon is what, you might ask? Well, Share-a-thon is the time where we pass the offering plate to our listeners and say, please help us out because we need your financial support to be able to stay on the air. And we'd like to grow. And we'd like to continue to expand our territory, as the Bible says. So if you believe in what we're doing here at American Family Radio and you want to help us out, then I'm going to give you the phone number. And when you call this phone number, you can make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can. And let me just say this, too. If you want to make a monthly donation, let me get this in front of me here just a minute, what we're going to be giving you. Okay, so if you want to become a monthly donor, that's very easy to do. When you call the phone number I'm about to give you, just say, I'd like to become a monthly donor, and you can do that via all kind of ways, credit card, bank draft, however you want to set it up, we can do that. And that way you don't have to worry about writing a check and putting it in the mail and finding a stamp somewhere around the house, right? So you can just make it a monthly commitment to us. If you want to do that, for $30 gift or more a month, we will send you, or a gift of $150 one time or more, we will send you this book by my friend Stephen McDowell, the president of the Providence Foundation. It's called The Bible, Divine or Human? Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and Support for Building Your Life and Nation on Biblical Truth. By Stephen McDowell. Stephen is a historian, and he also knows the Bible quite well. And, of course, the question mark, Stephen obviously believes the Bible is divine, but the title of the book that we're going to send you, it's really a booklet, is The Bible, Divine or Human. It's excellent. What it is, it's a case to be made that the Bible is, in fact, from God to mankind. And he gives all kind of evidence for that. And so Stephen McDowell will send you that booklet if you'll become a gift for $30 or more, a commitment or more a month. Now, if you already do that to American Family Radio, then you will get the book automatically. You will get the book automatically. But please call and let us know you're staying with us. We do need to hear from you if you've given in the past and you say, well, they know I'll give in the future. No, we don't necessarily take that for granted. We need to hear from you. So here's the phone number. All that being said, the phone number to call us here at American Family Radio to make your gift, and then we'll hear from one of our listeners, is 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. That phone number rings our studios and our offices here in Tupelo, Mississippi, at American Family Radio, and the folks who are answering the phone calls who are right down the hall from me are from all over the country, and they're listeners just like you, and they've driven here to help us answer the phones, and so we want to keep them busy. We're going to feed them, okay? We're going to take care of them, but we need to have them on the phone. That's why they came here, is to answer the phone. 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. Now let's hear from one of our listeners here.
My name is Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee. And I can't tell you how much your radio program means to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited. and I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
My name is Scooter Noland, and I have had the privilege of serving Hope Church in Tupelo, Mississippi now for the past 12 years. I've also had the joy of serving on the board with AFA for the last 5 years. When I think of the purpose of AFA, it really goes back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, he says that we're to be the salt and the light. I think AFA really does a super job at equipping Christians to live out the words of Jesus, to be salt and be light in dark places. As a board member and pastor, I can't think of a better organization for you to continue your support, or maybe today you begin your support financially of AFA. I see behind the scenes, and I see on the front lines the impact that your generous giving makes.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your Spirit
out? Welcome back to Share-a-thon, and we are almost all the way through the second hour of Share-a-thon for this Tuesday morning. I'm Jenna Ellis here with Tim Wildman, and our verse for Spring Share-a-thon 2025 is Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. And what a wonderful promise, Tim, from the Word of God, that you know, when we follow the Lord and we are seeking His truth, then He does promise to revive us and to pour out His Spirit and His blessing on us and our descendants.
Amen. And that's what the Bible promises. And, you know, you may be listening to American Family Radio for the first time this morning. You're wondering, what are these crazy religious people talking about? Well, okay, so I don't know. Crazy is kind of a subjective term. Religious, we are religious in the sense that we believe in God Almighty and the God of the Bible specifically, and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in particular. And Jenna, when we use the expression Lord and Savior, a lot of Christians use that, and people who don't know much about the Christian faith, they go, what Lord? That sounds like something from, you know, a king in Europe or something like that. Who calls people Lord anymore? But the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, what do we mean by Lord and Savior?
That's a great question.
That's and why I'm here.
Yes, and it is our theological or our knowledge of God, who God is and who He is specifically in relationship to us, because He is not, as some would say, just the creator of the universe and then just went on His merry way and left us here to do what we will, right? And He is daily invested in our lives. And when we call Him Lord, we are literally submitting to His will, saying that He is truth and it is not what we think is the difference between right and wrong or our purpose or who we are in relationship to Him. We are acknowledging that He is God and we are not. He is Lord of our lives, and therefore we are surrendering all. And when we say Savior, then we recognize that we cannot attain goodness or merit the kingdom of heaven or merit that relationship with God separate and apart from His saving work on the cross, that He sent His one and only Son as Messiah for the theological term is the propitiation of our sin, or basically the sufficiency, the justification. If we stood in front of a court of law and the judge says you are guilty of sin, then and we would have absolutely no way to pay off that debt. But Jesus comes in and says, I have paid it all. And we recognize that He is our Savior because He is our Lord.
Amen. Well, that's what we mean, folks, when we use the expression Lord and Savior. Most of you know that, but maybe there are people who are new to the Christian faith, or you're listening going, I don't understand what these people mean by their language, but that's what we mean when we say Lord and Savior. We proclaim the Holy Bible here as the ultimate truth for mankind, and so that teaches, the Bible does, teaches that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and He is our Lord, and He is our Savior, and we proclaim that. As Jenna said, if you're listening to us and you're wondering what was the word you used,
Propitiation, justification,
which means Jesus took our place on the cross. He took the penalty for our sin. He paid the price for our sin when we couldn't. So that we trust and have faith in that, and that gives us ultimately what the Bible calls, Jesus says, eternal life. So when we die, and that's what's going to happen to every one of us somewhere along the way, we're going to die, and then we go to heaven to be with Jesus Christ and all the glory there if we've trusted in Him for our forgiveness of our sins here on earth. So that's what the Scripture teaches. The phone number to call us, and we are on earth, we're in Tupelo, Mississippi. This is where this phone number calls. That's where American Family Radio Studios are located. Although we are a national ministry, by evidence of all of you folks who are calling from all over the country to support us, and say, keep on keeping on. Here's the phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. I'll give that phone number again so you can write it down or dial it. Here's the phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. Online at AFR.net, AFR.net. I'm Tim Wildman, and you're listening to Jenna Ellis in the Morning. Of course, we are thrilled to have Jenna, have her join our team. Has it been 3 years already?
It has, which is so incredible, wow. Actually. So
I know. I remember when Sandy Rios retired, you know, she retired from live radio and switched over to podcast only, and we began to search and look for someone to, take this morning slot and continue on with the tradition Sandy had established of bringing news and information and from a biblical perspective, and God put us together with Jenna, and because we didn't know each other really, we had mutual friends, but we didn't really know each other. I think did Walker call you or something, Walker Wildman?
He did, yeah, he reached out, and it was just such a blessing in my life too, because I was looking for, you know, my next step in ministry and what the Lord had for me, so it was perfect timing on both sides.
Amen. So Jenna joined our team, and she's been with us now for 3 years. Let's hear from another one of our listeners, and then I'll come back and thank some folks who called in from around the country.
I listen to AFR almost every day, and I want to thank you for your love for Jesus, your love for the Bible, and your commitment to the pro-life movement. My favorite programs are Today's Issues, AFR News at the top of the hour, Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University, and Don Wildman's It's My Turn. Thank you for your strong and clear Christian witness. Keep up the good work, and may God continue to bless your ministry. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Well, bless you, brother. Thank you for those encouraging words. Jenna, you had something you wanted to read, right?
Yes. So we're getting so many other testimonials like that even now, and people are writing in to Share-a-thon and to our comments line. And this one is coming from Christine Ellerbrook. She says this, hello, I just made a small donation to the Spring Share-a-thon, but wanted to shout out to the gentleman on whose behalf I made it. Trent is a 28-year-old incarcerated man in Louisiana who has found Christ while in prison. He listens daily to the 90.3 channel in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and absolutely loves AFR. Your radio show keeps him connected to the Word and helps deepen his faith. He and I have lots of conversations about what he hears on your programs. Thank you so much for the quality content of your work and for all that you do.
Wow. From Louisiana?
That call? Yes, from Louisiana.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, the great thing, we get a lot of listeners, we get a lot of letters, like handwritten letters from prisoners, from people who are in jail or in prison, and they start listening to American Family Radio, and many of them get out and then keep listening to AFR, and they're some of our best ambassadors because they tell other people who are incarcerated about us, and our message that we communicate, which one is of the Bible and of Christianity and Jesus Christ, helps encourage them while they're in jail, and then so that when they get out too, that they can, you know, continue to walk with the Lord. And so that's very encouraging to hear that testimony from Louisiana. Hey, Wayne from Gordo, I'll just mention a few folks who've called in the last few moments. Wayne in Gordo, Alabama, thank you. Glenn in Wardell, Missouri, thank you. Larry in Walkerville, Michigan. These are folks called in the last few moments. Norma in New Edinburgh, Arkansas. Connie in Saltillo, Mississippi. Larry in Sheffield, Alabama. David in Loosedale, Mississippi. Diane in Dallas, Texas. And Delane in Pineville, Louisiana. And a couple more here. Susan in Ashland, Ashland, Ohio. And Keith in Tuttle, Oklahoma. We truly are American Family Radio. As you can see there, folks, our listeners are all over the country, and thank you for your financial support. We are in the middle of, well, we're not in the middle yet, but we're in the first day of Share-a-thon, 3 days of Share-a-thon in the spring, and then we do this in October as well. So 6 days out of the calendar year do we stop and say, hey, we need your financial support. Can you help us out? So that's not a lot of time throughout the year spent raising money. So when we do this, we are thankful to you when you do call and make a gift and be as generous as you possibly can. And if you can possibly make it a monthly draft type situation, credit card, bank number, whatever the case may be, for $30 or more a month, we will send you our booklet that we have as a gift to you, called The Bible, Divine or Human, Stephen McDowell. And so but it helps us budget if we know how much we are going to have in income each month here at American Family Radio, because folks, you don't think about it, but I do. We have towers to pay for, we have satellite time to pay for, we have electricity, we have to have engineers that keep our stations on the air. For example, I'll just give you an example. You know, the storms that hit much of the country over the weekend, that knocked off several of our stations. We had to go and put them back on. Some of them were just electrical, but we had other, equipment failures and problems caused by the storms. But we have to have people who actually get in our trucks and drive to that location and put our stations back on the air. Well, that takes money to provide to pay those engineers and have the truck to go take care of that, and they may have a hotel night or something like that. So I'm just saying that all these things add up, and we're able to pay for everything to keep everything on the radio, keep our radio on the air across the country, because you make your financial donations to us here at American Family Radio. So all that being said, here's the phone number to call, 877. This calls us here, and you can make your pledge, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. So, Jenna, are you a big stock market person, are you?
Sure, we'll roll with that one. Absolutely. You know, aren't we all these days? Everybody is an expert on tariffs now.
We have a joke now on today's issues, which comes up at 10 o'clock. 10:05 Central Time here this morning. We have a segment now we call Tariff Talk, and because Ed Battagliano, you know, he's reading on tariffs every day, and the history of tariffs. He's reading novels about tariff. He's writing songs about tariff. I mean,
he's naming his dog Tariff probably.
That's
for
right.
His goldfish. Tariff.
So we're tariff experts here, but anyway, I know the stock market. You know, I was on a wild ride down right now, but a lot of people think, well, I've always said stock market goes up, stock market goes down. You just hope it goes up more than down. But a lot of people are very anxious right now who are invested in the stock market.
Yeah, and this is what the conversation I had yesterday with the economist that I had on, and asking in the midst of all of this uncertainty, while some are very concerned and others are saying, well, we trust President Trump's vision for this. This is what we voted for. This has been, I mean, if you've followed Donald Trump for longer than he's been in office, I mean, this is certainly something that he's talked about for the last 30 plus years, having this kind of strategy. Whether it will work remains to be determined, but should Christians fear or panic or look at this with uncertainty? And of course, the answer to that is that we need to be praying for wisdom, because there is always uncertainty and there are times of greater fear and uncertainty than others. And the Bible calls us to walk with faith and with wisdom, and we should be praying for wisdom not only for ourselves but also for our leaders and for those in authority, especially if you are somebody like me and this is not in your area of expertise or your wheelhouse, and so you are looking at all of the headlines thinking, what do I think about this?
Is that a period or a comma?
That's a question mark. What do I think
about
this?
Oh, that was a question mark. Well, the stock market, you're asking the wrong person if you're asking Brother Tim, because I lost a lot of 401k money a few years back, and I said, you know what, not doing this anymore. So I just got very conservative with my retirement, such that it is, and so I don't ride that roller coaster. But, hey, for people in their 20s and 30s and even 40s, you got a long time, theoretically. Who knows what tomorrow holds, right? But if you're invested your retirement in some stocks, they are likely to do well over time. That's the history of the stock market. But those who don't have the stomach for the roller coaster, I say stay off of it and be more conservative with your money and investments. I don't know.
And you know what is a secure investment though? Is $30 a month to AFA.
Hey. Right
that's
there.
A secure investment that's right there, right? Because you're investing in our ministry, keeping us
Amen.
On the air. And you know, and this is for me, Tim, and listeners regularly to my program know, this is truly a ministry for me. I mean, I was homeschooled all the way through K-12. I went to law school because I felt a calling from the Lord to learn about law and the biblical worldview, be able to teach that. And through the ups and downs and the roller coaster of my whole trajectory for the Lord, I was so incredibly grateful to come to AFR because this is a full-time ministry for me. And your generous donations allow that in my life, and to then be able to teach on the air every morning and impact thousands and tens of thousands of others' lives. And so it really does make an impact. And we appreciate so much your donations so that we can be in full-time ministry. So that phone number is 877-616-2396. If you would like to partner with us, 877-616-2396, or go to afr.net for an online donation.
All right, we're about to wrap up hour number two on day number one of American Family Radio Share-a-thon. It's our spring share-a-thon. It's called, our theme is Pour Your Spirit Out, and we're talking about the Spirit of the Lord. The Pour Your Spirit Out Share-a-thon is what we're calling it on American Family Radio, because we pray that God Almighty will pour His Holy Spirit out on you and your family and your church. And you know, the way back to right, the way back to greatness in America is not economically, and it's not politically, and it's not by celebrity. We appreciate the things that President Trump and others are doing to, quote, make America great again. That's wonderful. But the real way we can become great is by getting on our knees and serving God and honoring Him and living for Him. And that's what the Bible teaches. We live the righteousness of God, and He will bless us in many, many ways, including financially. Thank you, Jenna, for joining me this hour on your show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tim. We'll see you tomorrow for another hour of Share-a-thon.
All right, folks. Keep listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We got news and information next, and then Share-a-thon rolls on this morning.